In this bulletin, Australians and New Zealanders gather to mark Anzac Day at public ceremonies for the first time since 2019. Western Australia's health authorities on high alert for further local cases of COVID-19. And in sport, world number one Ashleigh Barty to meet Belarusian Arina Sabalenka in tonight's WTA final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Karishma Luthria. Services have taken place to honour the 106th anniversary of Australian and New Zealand Army personnel landing on Turkey's Gallipoli Peninsula. Public ceremonies have taken place for the first time since 2019 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But due to coronavirus restrictions, only 3,000 people were allowed to attend the ticketed ceremony in Canberra. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Anzac Day honours all Australian troops from all conflicts.
In the words of Her Majesty the Queen, is our call of awakening and rededication, our reminder of the standards for which we should all strive when we are called upon to do our duty. May we continue to be strengthened by the duty, an example and memory of all who have served and continue to serve, lest we forget.
And across the Tasman, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has also honoured the lives of those who served for Australia and New Zealand. For the first time, Indigenous Australians have gathered in the grounds of the Australian War Memorial for an Anzac Day service. About 100 people gathered after the Canberra Dawn service, but before the national ceremony, to remember those who had paid the ultimate sacrifice. A ceremonial fire pit and speeches were heard near the wall of two-way mirrored glass to honour Indigenous Australians and New Zealanders who have served since 1901. And as Perth and Peel residents mark Anzac Day on their driveways, Western Australian health authorities are on high alert for further local cases of COVID-19. That's after two more people, connected to the original case that sent the region into lockdown, tested positive to the virus. The latest, a man in his 40s, dubbed as Case 986 by Premier Mark McGowan, is believed to have contracted the virus at the Kitchen Inn in Cardinia. Mr. McGowan says Case 986 also visited a childcare centre over 3 days last week, and health authorities are organising special testing arrangements for both children and parents connected to the centre.
I urge everyone who has been in the Perth metropolitan area and Peel region since April 17 to check the list of potential exposure sites on the wa.gov.au website. New potential exposure sites have been added to the wa.gov.au website overnight, including new locations in Joondalup, Alexander Heights, Wangarra, Canning Vale, Cardinia, Bentley and Morley.
Defence Minister Peter Dutton has disagreed with WA Premier Mark McGowan's critique of the federal government for failing to provide better alternatives to hotel quarantine. Mr. McGowan said CBD hotels were not fit for purpose and that defence facilities such as Curtin Air Base in Derby or immigration facilities on Christmas Island would be better. Mr. Dutton disagreed and says the Commonwealth will assist WA with phasing out hotel quarantine in Perth's Mercure Hotel, which led to the region's current lockdown. International assistance for India's growing COVID-19 crisis is underway. The United States says it will send aid to healthcare workers and the Indian government, while countries such as Russia, the United Arab Emirates and the European Union are offering oxygen amid critically low supplies in the country. The country has the world's worst coronavirus surge, with a record of over 350,000 infections over the past day. India now has over 16 million cases of COVID-19, behind only the United States. To sport, and world number one Ashleigh Barty is set to face fifth seed Arina Sabalenka in tonight's WTA final. Miss Barty celebrated her 25th birthday by fighting back to beat Elina Svitolina in the semi-finals of the WTA clay court tournament in Stuttgart. Barty sealed a 4-6, 7-6, 6-2 win over the Ukrainian fourth seed. It was the 25-year-old's ninth consecutive win over a player ranked in the world's top 10.
Oh, it's important to believe. This is what I love to do, and I'm grateful that I've got an opportunity to come out here and fight. And regardless of the score, I try and play in the right way, and that's all I can control, and just come out here and have fun.
And now at a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, possible shower, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, possible shower, 20. Sydney, also possible shower, 22. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 26. Cairns, a few showers, 29. Darwin, mostly sunny, 35. And Alice Springs, sunny, 25. That's the latest from SBS News. I'm Karishma Luthria.